All right. What I like about having good friends in the studio is that every time they come in to talk with me about things I got going on, I can just unravel my whole life to them. That's what I do with Mandy Steinberger from the Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I'm sorry I just I unraveled all that to you, but...
It was beautiful.
I can't help it. Okay, I just can't help myself. But welcome. Thank you for stopping in.
Yes, always happy to come by and sit down for a chat.
Well, and we do this once a month, and we talk about the goings-on over at the community center. And, man, talk about a place that it never slows down over there.
No.
Between your craft days, your movie days, everything else you've got going, what is happening in the month of March?
Of course, we love to start off with just kind of saying, like, what are our hours? And just to really let the public know when we're there, you know, and what we have to offer. And our hours now with the shift in the weather, things did change. And we no longer have our warming house hours because there's no snow and there's no ice.
Yeah, here we go.
So now our hours are Monday through Thursday, 1 to 5:30. I'm going to really let the public know daycares, stay at home moms, anybody with littles or anybody that just wants to get out that 1 o'clock time, come on over, pop on over. We don't have the kids from school over there, so it's a really good time to be able to just chill.
1 o'clock hour seems to be perfect for a lot of people. I don't know why, but it just is.
Yes. Yeah. So we're open from 1 to 5:30 Monday through Thursday, and then Fridays, because we have our senior pool league in there, we're open 3 to 5:30. 3:15 to 5:30 on Fridays. Okay. So, of course, we would love to remind everyone that youth under 10 need an adult with them. But we have, of course, pool, ping pong. We got a pinball machine in there. We've got a game room full of board games, and just big, huge totes of Duplos for those little ones that love to build.
Right.
Books for the kids, and it just there's just something for everyone. We got puzzles that we can pull out, and it's a great space for a lot of different for all ages, honestly.
See, you mentioned the fact you talked about warming house hours.
Yes.
Back in my day, when I was growing up, that's all that was just a warming house. You've got a lot more over there.
We do. Yeah. And listening, so that brings up something that is just awesome to me. And that is, I've got grandparents bringing in grandkids, telling me about the stories.
I love it.
Back in the day. What the teen center was. And one of these years, I am going to get like canvases of teen center, like, throughout the years.
Just to show the progression.
Yes.
Great idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that is something that's been on my heart for a few years. And I know it's going to end up happening. It's just the getting the pictures and then making it happen.
Right.
But it's because this has been in our community for like people are talking about back in the earliest I can go back to is the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, it had been there. Like, so I'm like, well, how long has this been, like, in our community, you know, doing, you know, what it's doing, the warming house? They would tell me about the Potbelly stove, where they would warm up all of their, you know, their winter gear, the ice skating sharpening that they would have done there.
Rich Nepple sharpening ice skates is what I remember most.
Right.
Going in there, and you could get, they had some candy behind the counter.
Right.
And this big old cone speaker outside that was blasting, I don't know, Moody Blues or something like that. Yeah. That was my youth growing up. That was my period. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I love hearing that. I love seeing that. I love having them come bring their kids. I love the fact that this is a literal generational facility that has housed, you know, one generation to the next. It's cool.
To see what you and your staff have made of this place is really a testament to you and your hard work and their hard work too.
Right. No, so. It is. But it's easy to do when you're like, you get these ideas from the community or the youth or sure. I talk with them about, you know, how do we do this? You know, one of the bigger changes that I made right off the bat was to segregate our warming house area from our lounge and game room.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, like that just needs to have, there needs to be that line between it so that, you know, people can have that their areas. And it's just been growing and growing and growing, getting the new TV, getting the new, expanding our rink, continuing to do more with our concessions. Getting an air fryer was huge for that. So we're able to provide affordable concessions. But the good things like burgers and chicken strips and, mm-hmm. you know, fries and stuff like that, you know, it's I can't leave it alone.
It's such a great option for our community. It really is.
No, I'm a little biased, but
a little. Listen to you.
So yeah, and I do. You know, I love thanking like our whether it be the city for their support, the Public Works and street guys that do the hard work that nobody sees.
Yeah, you got a lot of friends.
I do, and mm-hmm. then just our sponsors, you guys being one of them. Yeah. You know, it's the support from this community is just it's humbling.
Right,
it is really humbling.
Well, we could talk all day.
Right.
And you and I usually do. But what is happening in the month of March?
We've got our movie day, of course, and that's coming up on the 24th. I'm just going to go in order, but which is out of order.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make so much sense.
Okay.
So, and we're watching the film The Fox and the Hound.
Love that one.
I know. Yeah. It's a good one. I'm really looking forward to that. That one's going to be from 1 to 5:30. The film is going to start about somewhere between 3 and 3:30 p.m. Depending on when we start seeing enough.
Mm-hmm.
That is an early out day, I believe, for the youth, or okay. That's a no school day. I believe that's a no school day. So it's, of course, free admission. All of the stuff is free. The only thing that they need to bring money for is our concessions.
And if they want pizza by the slice.
And our pizza by the slice for $2 a slice. And then we have, every Monday, we have our tournaments. Be there by 4 p.m. to participate, but it's popular vote tournaments. So whatever you bring your friends and you try to tip the scales to whatever tournament you want to do.
Oh, what a great idea. Okay, good idea. Yeah, let them decide. Okay.
And so then they can be like, this is what we want to do. Yeah. It keeps it real. It keeps it fresh. And they get to decide what is the tournament.
Gives them some ownership.
Right.
I like that.
Right. And so that's been going really well. And then we have our craft days, of course. We've got this Thursday, actually, our first craft day of the month, and that is going to be our painting canvases again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're welcome to join us.
Well, you'll never get me out of there if that happens. I'll never want to leave.
So we would welcome you, absolutely. And that's 1 to 5:30 again, and this is open to all ages.
Okay.
And then we just, again, ask all of our youth under 10 just to have that adult with them. For safety. And then our next craft day is going to be 2 weeks from that date on the 20th of March. And we're doing fuse bead keychains.
What is that? I saw that and we're talking about it. I don't know what that is.
So, like, you've got these, like, little fuse beads. And on my picture of that, did I give you the newsletter at all? No,
I just have the regular flyer here.
Right. So, it's these little beads that are kind of fused together to make different pictures, whether it be like emojis, and made that into the keychain.
Okay.
or whatever, like a Mario head or a like a cross or whatever it is that you want to put together. It is really like just whatever you want to put together
okay.
to make a keychain out of it.
Now I'm up to speed. Now
right.
I know what you're talking about. All right.
And so, yeah, that is, like, I'm really excited for that one. That one's different because you could literally do anything, like, your creative mind can come up with.
Wow.
To and then you've got it on a keychain. And you can give it as a gift. Like, kids can give them as gifts to mom or, like, they or dad or whatever. Or you can just have it for your house key or your journal key that you want to keep your siblings out of. Who knows? Like, but, you know, it's we're just – I'm excited for that one. Just to see the – because you like with this with these things we get to see the creativity of people coming out and you're like, how did you even come up with that?
Right.
It's so cool to see and the pride that goes into it.
Right.
Like the shining eyes that you get to see, like, hey, look what I did, you know, from the youth and I've even tried my hand at a couple. I'm not. There's a reason I have a craft lady, and it's because I'm not.
Yeah, you say that, but I don't believe it.
I'm not that person. So, yeah. But I've, you know, Penny has kept, you know, gotten me out of my comfort zone and like, try this, like, sure. Do this. I'm like, all right. And it hasn't turned out too bad. I'm okay with what I've done so far. You learn how to make it work.
Sure.
But no, it's I'm excited for this month. I'm excited for the transition from warming house to regular hours, and looking forward to what we're going to be doing for, you know, even summer. But just looking forward to saying, hey, what new thing? What new thing can we do? What are you guys thinking? What we can do?
You'll come up with something.
So,
all right.
But no, it's always great to come in here and say thank you to everybody and to let everyone know what we're doing and grateful for the support of everybody and the participation.
I'm looking forward to the month of April.
Oh,
so
I
you
am.
Can you can come in here and we can talk again.
Right.
Mandy Steinberger, great to have you in. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
You bet. Talking Breckenridge Family, Community, and Teen Center. Our once-a-month conversations, 9:52 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW.
Yeah, something like a strong wind is coming over me. It's got a hold of me, yeah. Thinking and doing things I shouldn't be, I really shouldn't be. Yeah, but one more call, it's the one more what you doing right now.